Hi, this is Lance Treadwell from Albany, New York. You're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, ACRA.
Hi, I'm Kelly from the Camp Hudson Media Group. We are back on the radio at WGXC after a long break during the COVID-19 pandemic. Tune in to hear all about the Camp Hill TV show Cooking with Friends at 6 p.m. Monday, November 1st on WGXC.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the Teabacker Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Andrew Barwick of Brooklyn, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Hey there. You're tuned in to the Playing Favorites show with your host, Brendan Donegan. Today I'm putting on a somewhat different spin on the Playing Favorites formula. I'm presenting a sonic biography, songs I remember, and in some cases still like, from my infancy to age 12. I was born in Ireland and came to the United States when I was a baby. My first memory of a song is my father's working around the house singing what I thought for years was called Glory-O. Not too long ago I discovered it's actually called Down by the Glenside. Like many Irish folk songs, it honors those who rebelled against English control, in this case the Fenian revolutionaries. Let's listen to Terry O'Neill sing it, all on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson, radio for listeners with open ears.
Was down by the glenside I met an old woman, a plucking young nettles. As she ne'er saw me coming, I listened to the song she was humming.
Glory-O,
glory-O to the bold Fenian man. 'Tis 50 long years since I heard the moon beaming on strong manly forms. Oh, eyes with hope gleaming, I see them again. Should through all my sad dreaming,
Glory-O,
Glory-O to the bold Fenian man. When I was a young girl, there marching and drilling, awoke in the glenside. Sounds awful and thrilling, for they love poor old Ireland, and to die they were willing.
Glory-O,
Glory-O to the bold Fenian man. Some died by the glenside, Some died by the stranger, wise men have told us that their cause was a failure, but they stood by old Ireland, and they never feared danger.
Glorio,
glorio to the bold Fenian man. I passed on my way, God be praised that I met her, be my life long or short. Sure I'll never forget her, we may have proud men, but we'll never have better.
Glorio,
glorio to both.
Glorio,
glorio to the bold Fenian man.
Tell me, ma, when I go home, the boys don't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair and stole my comb. That's all right till I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty. She's the belle of Dublin City. She's courting 1, 2, 3. Please, won't you tell me who is she? Albert Mooney says he loves her, and all the boys are fighting for her. They knock at the door, they ring at the bell. Oh, my jewel, oh, are you well? Out she comes as white as snow. And bells on her toes. Old Jenny Morrissey says she'll die. She doesn't get the fellow with her overnight. She is handsome, she is pretty. She is the belle of Dublin City. She's courting 1, 2, 3. Please won't you tell me who is she? Let the wind and the rain and the hail blow high. Snow comes shoveling from the sky. She is sweet as apple pie. She'll get her own lad by and by. When she gets a lad of her own, she won't tell her man, but she goes home. Let them all come as they will. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Dublin City. She is carton 1, 2, 3, please won't you tell me who is she? Whoa.
Squadrons passed me by. No Pipes did hum and no battle drum did sound its thread tattoo. But the Angelus bell or the Liffey swell rang out in the foggy dew. Right proudly high over Dublin town we hung out the flag of war. For 'twas better to die 'neath an Irish sky than at Sovla or Sudelbar. And from the plains of Royal Meath strong men came hurrying through, while Britannia's sons with their long-range guns sailed in by the foggy dew. It was England bad, our wild geese go, that small nations might be free. But their lonely graves are by Suvla's waves on the fringe of the grey North Sea. Oh, had they died by Pierce's side or fought with Valera through, their graves we'd keep where the Fenians sleep, neath the hills of the foggy dew. The bravest fell, and the sullen bell rang mournfully and clear. For those who died that Easter tide in the spring of the year. And the world did gaze in deep amaze at those fearless men and true, who bore the fight that freedom's light might shine through the foggy dew.
We heard three Irish folk songs I remember from about age 3 or 4. From the bottom of the set, it was another of my father's favorite rebel songs, The Foggy Dew, sung by Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem. Before that, a song I remember my mother singing as she did the household chores, I'll Tell Me Ma. It's quite a song. If you listen to the lyrics carefully, there's a lot of confusion going on about who loves who and why. This version is by the Young Dubliners, but there are many others. Sinead O'Connor has a great version, too. By the time I was 5 or 6, I began to notice music outside of my home, and the radio was everywhere, particularly in the car. I distinctly recall shopping music. At the time, Brazilian music was making a big impact on America. Stores everywhere were playing Muzak versions of tropical classics. I loved them in 1964, and I still do today.
Thank you. is in your eyes. I look the time can't disguise.
Thank you.
We heard two wonderful examples of 1960s tropical mall music. First, Surfboard by Antonio Carlos Jobim, and then O Barquinho. That's a classic of the great Brazilian songbook. It means the little boat, and it was played by the magic fingers of Walter Wanderley. Then it was two Sergio Mendes songs. That's Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66, actually. I can still recall sitting in the backseat of my parents' car singing along with The Look of Love. My mom was taken aback by the sight and sound of her six-year-old son crooning, "I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you." We also heard Mendes' take on the Beatles' Day Tripper, another major hit for Brazil 66. Just a word before we come to grips with the 1960s British invasion. There's still time to contribute to WGXC's 10th anniversary pledge drive, if you haven't done so yet. To make sure quality music, timely news, and thought-provoking commentary is there for you, just log on to WGXC.org and press that donate button on the top of the screen on the left-hand side, or you can call 518-697-7400 now. Your ears will thank you, and so will your wallet, because it's tax-deductible. Here's the Beatles, the inescapable Beatles, and three tunes that I've enjoyed since I was a little lad.
Thank you. paperback writer.
We heard three by the Beatles, Day Tripper, Ticket to Ride, and Paperback Writer, known to me and my eight-year-old friends as Take the Back Right Turn. The Beatles have been overpraised, in my opinion, but especially the older stuff, the really old stuff like I Wanna Hold Your Hand and whatnot. But those three and about three others are just so perfect, you can hardly say anything about them. Here's a really sad song I remember from when I was a kid. Ray Charles singing C.C. Rider. I was sitting in the front seat of my dad's car when I suddenly burst into tears. My father was exasperated. All I could tell him was, "Daddy, he killed his baby with a cannonball. What?" "Oh, that's just a song, lad." "Sure, Dad, sure." The first song I really loved, meaning it blissed out my nervous system, was My Girl by the Temptations. By this time, I had a tiny transistor radio I carried everywhere. Everywhere. Even today, this song still warms my soul.
Thank you.
That was Runaway Child, Runnin' Wild by The Temptations. I thought the cool vocals were really different, even if the lyrics warnings kind of scared me. This next song really knocked me out with the shock of the new. I was now 11 and very far from Glorio, Glorio.
Boom.
And if Sly Stone rocked me, just imagine the impact of this tune.
Yeah.
Man, those tunes sounded great ringing out from a Panasonic portable radio. And it wasn't much of a stretch from the Stones to Lou Reed. So that's where I was when I was 12 years old. In less than a decade, I had gone from wholesome Irish folk songs of death by political martyrdom and of romantic confusion to songs of sleazy barroom pickups and demands that someone swallow razor blades. This has been the Playing Favorite Show with your host, Brendan Donegan. Thanks for listening, and thanks to all those who contributed to the station's recent pledge drive.